teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning. You have tuned in to KFAR's Problem Corner, 660 AM, 97.5 FM. And this is Mike Brox. I'm the guest host this morning for Problem Corner, filling in for David Pruse. And with me this morning is Jeanette Grasco, who is the board president of the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. And we're going to talk a little bit about what NAMI is the mm-hmm. acronym for that, what they do, how they help people out, and what we can do. What kind of prompted me for this is the state Department of Health is working on what they call, the Alaska Children's Mental Health Roadmap, trying to improve services and improve mental health, reduce the incidents, I guess, of mental ill health. And so NAMI is a part of that. So Jeanette, if you mm-hmm. could kind of introduce yourself and give us a little bit of information about NAMI.
I'd be glad to. Yeah, my name is Jeanette Grasto. I'm currently the president of NAMI. But it's real interesting. I heard about NAMI for the first time on Problem Corner.
Oh.
And I had a brother I just discovered that my brother, who had come out of the Army, came out with schizophrenia, and we knew absolutely nothing. I couldn't even communicate with him. So I knew I needed this group when I heard our Ann DiNardo talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I became a member almost immediately. NAMI stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And NAMI Fairbanks is an affiliate of NAMI, the nation's largest grassroots mental health organization dedicated to building better lives for millions of Americans with mental illness. And we've been active for 40 years now in Fairbanks. We're not counselors or doctors, we're peers, so we provide peer support. So when I'm a family member, so I will talk to someone like another mother or a family member, another sister, and we have people who have mental illness work together as peers. And now we want to start a new program for teens and youth so they can help their peers
Good.
Who are struggling with problems.
Mm-hmm. Good. Ann DiNardo,
mm-hmm.
Problem Corner a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, good. So, and you, your office now is located off of Industrial Road, is that right?
Yeah. It's 3504 Industrial Avenue, Suite 102.
Right.
Big red building.
Big red building, yep.
We're open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 to 4 for walk-ins or anytime on the phone. You can leave a message or go to our website, which is namifairbanks.org.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone is 907-456-4704.
456-4704.
Yes. Okay. And we'll return all messages if we're not there.
Mm-hmm. And so someone who's just maybe doesn't know where to turn, if you mm-hmm. will, can give NAMI a call, find a mm-hmm. sympathetic ear, which
mm-hmm.
is important,
mm-hmm.
and maybe get some help and get pointed in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the huge things that happens is you find out you're not alone, which lifts a huge burden off your shoulders.
Yes.
So, but it does, and then we can help you navigate, but we don't really recommend a specific program, but we tell you what's out there and mm-hmm. where you might start looking for the help you need.
Mm-hmm. And that's a huge service. One, mm-hmm. a big part of overcoming something is realizing that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. We all need help with something at some time, and there is nothing wrong with admitting that, mm-hmm. boy, I'd like some help. And, mm-hmm. and that's a huge, big step. So, teen mental health, new program. Tell mm-hmm. us a little bit more about that.
Okay, it's called Ending the Silence. It's a national NAMI program, evidence-based. It's a 1 hour presentation, and it's taught by usually by a parent and by a young person. So the parent will talk more about the facts and how to recognize symptoms. What do you do when you experience we've discovered that when kids are having issues, they'll talk to their friends first.
Sure.
Not the teacher or their parent. So the friend has to know
right.
what to do now. Because they said, I'm thinking about hurting myself. Then that's a big burden on that child that's been hearing that.
Right.
So one of the presenters is another child, a young person in recovery mm-hmm. who's experienced mm-hmm. mental illness.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big part. You mentioned... Mm-hmm. Your friend comes to you with a problem, mm-hmm. you don't know mm-hmm. what to do.
No.
And there are good things you can do,
mm-hmm.
And there are counterproductive things that you can do. So it is mm-hmm. something that we as parents and friends need to think about,
mm-hmm.
help each other out. And that's a big, mm-hmm. big part of it. Yeah. So, good. And I forgot to mention that if you want to call into the program, the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. If you have any questions or comments, give us a call. So, right. So if someone would like to talk to someone, find some help, they can just give you a call and.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next steps from there?
Well, it's a
hard
big
to say.
Question.
It
kind of depends. We'll tell you what we offer, which is a support group for families and consumers. We have mm-hmm. individual support groups. We have educational programs.
Mm-hmm.
Education is really huge dealing with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Getting scientific information and correct information, and it gets a little harder when we're referring people to programs because there's fewer programs than we need to serve the need,
mm-hmm.
and so but we can help you figure out a list of people that will help provide services mm-hmm. to you.
Okay. Let's see, we're coming on already, quarter past the hour. We have to take a break. You're listening to Problem Corner, and we will be right back after these messages.
More Problem Corner mm-hmm. is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Chris Ingeman of Humboldt, Minnesota, reeled in a 146.4-pound halibut. That was the biggest fish, but tell me what else you caught. You went out on a two-day charter. It sounds like much more than halibut.
Much more than halibut, yeah. I think we were very fortunate to catch the amount of different species that we got into. I mean, we are obviously with Valdez Outfitters and Gus and Will were excellent guides. They were quick to identify the fish, let us know what it was, and either take a picture or get it back in the water. But yeah, we were catching chinas and yellow eye and flounder and halibut and ling cod. It was, like I said, just a great experience.
You reeled in the 146.4-pound halibut. Any other sizable fish coming onto the boat?
I was lucky enough the second day I actually caught a, I don't know how many pounds it was, but it was almost 40-inch ling cod as well. So that was another great experience.
Yeah, any competitions on the boat for who was catching the biggest?
We actually did. We all had a $10 bet the first day for the biggest halibut. And unfortunately, it wasn't for the second day, but I have no complaints on anything. It was just great. And then being able to have my mother there with and to experience that with her. And
park your rig, pitch a tent, or check into our private cabins at Eagles Rest RV Park, then explore Valdez. Eagles Rest RV Park and Cabins is a perfect place to land. Book RV sites, glamping tents, and cabins online at EaglesRestRV.com. We now accept online reservations for our tent area, so the sooner you book, the better. EaglesRestRV.com.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered storms today, otherwise more clouds than sun. Highs level off around 73, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 56. 75 tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
And we are back. You're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, 660 AM, and 97.5 FM. This is Mike Prox, your host for this morning, filling in for David Prus, and my guest is Jeanette Grasto, who is the board president for the NAMI, National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, and we're just kind of talking in general how to help each other out that way. And if you have any questions or comments that you'd like to share with us, the number to call is 458-8255. 458-8255. And Jeanette, we were talking a little bit about what we can do to help each other. And what are some of the things generally that we should keep in mind when somebody might not confront us, that's not the right word, get in touch with us. And we recognize a problem or they're telling us some problem. Could be, well, it's serious for them. That's A, it's serious for them. So what are some of the things that it would be good to keep in mind? Do this, don't do that.
Well, I think the first thing, if they say, I'm thinking about hurting myself, or even if they don't say it, but they're really depressed, you can say, are you thinking about hurting yourself? If they say yes, then you ask, how do you plan to do it? What means would you use? Mm-hmm. And if they have the method, then you find out if they say I'm going to shoot myself, do they have the means? Do they have the what they need, you know, to do it? And then if they have all three components, that's a mental health emergency. It's a 911 call.
Mm-hmm.
If it's less, if they haven't got it all figured out how they're going to do it, they don't have a method or the means, then you can call Caroline or the 988 crisis number.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new number. You call it and they will take it from there and direct you to where you need to go, and they'll talk to you. If needed, they can send out the mobile crisis team to talk to you.
Okay.
And that's a therapist.
Yep.
A person who has a mental illness, and they can come and talk to you on the spot and find out what your needs are and then help you get those addressed.
Okay.
And a lot of times that's all that's really needed.
Yeah.
Somebody who understands what you're going through to talk to you a little bit, but mm-hmm. other times they connect you to a program that will help you.
Okay. And we have a call. Are you ready to take a call?
Sure.
All right. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and who are we speaking with?
Randy.
Randy, what can we help you with?
Oh, I just wanted to say that recently a Facebook friend of mine down in the lower 48 was saying how depressed she was or something to that effect, and I had to comment a little bit by saying that it's good to have gratitude for this world we live in, and I mentioned also it's important to have hope, and I gave myself as an example. I said that I hope to have a garage someday. I don't have one, never have had one. I wish I had one, but I plan to have one. Anyway, I was going to ask, aside from finding what you were just commenting on about, you know, the means they have, or they have the means to do away with themselves or whatever like that, what do you say to just improve a person's outlook? And also, if I don't know if you care to comment, how is your brother doing? Well, he had PTSD, whatever, and how is he doing?
That's the easiest one. He's in a veteran's home, so he's doing okay. He's in a safe place, and he's being taken care of. But I think if a friend confides in you that they're depressed, just say, "Would you like to talk to me more about it?" You know, don't try to talk them out of it. They're telling you what they're feeling. So you don't deny that feeling. Just say, "Would you like to talk to me some more about it?" Mm-hmm. You know, and kind of share with what they're going through without telling them that they don't have any right to feel that way. Because we have a right to have our feelings. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I learned when I was talking to my brother is don't deny what he's thinking or seeing is reality to him.
Mm-hmm.
But just offer to an ear, like, "I'd be happy to talk to you if you'd like to," mm-hmm. you know, some more. And if you find out that he's taking it even farther and thinking of hurting himself, then you have to do an intervention of some sort, like call. But an easy one is really call the 988 number. They'll talk to you. You know, they'll just tell them it's okay to do that. It doesn't mean you're crazy. What it means is you're having a problem that you need somebody to talk to about. So that's what I would do, is just offer myself as a listening ear and a just, you know, and then you'll learn a little more, too, about what they're actually thinking of doing.
Mm-hmm. And important.
Does that help?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Randy.
Bye.
Okay, bye. It is important, I guess, mm-hmm. to ask permission. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have a tendency to solve problems before we understand the problem and just go right into that. And that makes us feel good, but it can be demeaning to another person. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're busy a lot of times. Mm-hmm. I know I have to check myself on that a lot.
And yeah.
To not be short with people, to empathize, get the relationship started, get permission, make sure you have permission to talk. And most people mm-hmm. want permission. I hate to interrupt people. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's good to have that permission. Yeah, good.
One of the barriers is stigma. Mental health is such a, mental illness has such a bad reputation. It's seen as almost like you have a character flaw. But mm-hmm. it is not a character flaw. It's a medical problem, medical illness. There are treatments, and we at NAMI believe in recovery, that recovery is possible. But you have to get the treatment you need for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean it'll go away. It means you still have the illness, but you will be managing it, much like you do when you have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I always say you'll have a life in spite of your mental illness or your mental health problem.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and that's important. I remember when I was working, a guy mm-hmm. that I was working with, we went on a bit of a road trip to from one place to another, and he started having a conversation about things. Generally, we don't speak about these things. And, you know, it went on and on and on, and I well, what do you do? And a couple of weeks later, he killed himself. Wow. And you know, I definitely remember that. And what could I have done to just help, be a help for that? And that's a little hard to figure out, and that's fine, but you just try. That's that's the best we can do.
Yeah, you might not have been able to do anything.
Maybe not, yeah.
We're just saying, offer to listen, be a friend. I found that your friends scatter when they see you're having issues, you know. So to stay is huge, and to just offer to be a friend.
Right. Yes, that's a big deal. And another thing, there's a number of homeless people that we have, houseless, I guess, walking around. And we, or I, tend to look down my nose at them and be dismissive. But a lot of times, if we do something as simple as just catch their eye and smile, that helps a lot. People that are going through trouble, that's a natural part of life. I think of parents with young children in the supermarkets. Child is having a come apart, and that's a very difficult thing. Been there, done that. Difficult thing for a parent to go through. But if we can just help the parent by just smiling and acknowledging and maybe say, yeah, I've been there, done that, they'll get over it. That helps. And not that they're having a mental health crisis, but it just helps us help each other and make the world turn a little easier.
Just acknowledging that person as a human being. And I think sometimes we think they're not human beings. They're throwaway people, but they're not. So just being a smile, you know, like, how are you today? Just helps them to feel value and worth. And
yes, and we all need that. We are, I firmly believe, we're all put on this earth for a purpose. Don't always know exactly what that is, but bear that in mind and keep telling ourselves that. And that helps, too, to get through you know, difficult situations that we encounter. Why is this happening to me? Well, there must be some purpose in it. Let me think about that. And so often, it's one of the best parts of the job I have, the day job, being a representative, is getting involved with a difficult situation, but finding that there is something I can do to help somebody else out that comes up. Oh, we have to take a break here. We've got the satellite coming over and it's taking over, so we will be back and after news and weather. Hang on.
Coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live
Fox
at KFARradio.com.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the U.S. attorney leading a criminal investigation into Hunter Biden has been appointed as special counsel overseeing the case.
On Tuesday of this week, Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel. And he asked to be so appointed.
David Weiss will continue to serve in his current role as U.S. Attorney for Delaware while being able to expand his probe into the president's son. This comes as the Justice Department has dropped Hunter Biden's plea deal out of Delaware, which ended up falling apart in a hearing last month. The DOJ also declining to comment on whether President Joe Biden is under investigation. This is a Fox News alert.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports recent rain is helping moderate some fire activity through interior Alaska, where no new fires have started in the last 24 hours. 16 fires remain staffed throughout the state, with over 255,000 acres that have burned so far this year. The latest drought monitor shows abnormally dry conditions continue to expand through the interior, with a little over 15% of the state experiencing such conditions. A sliver of the interior is also under a moderate drought, which combined with thunderstorm activity could spark additional wildfires. Smoke from wildfires continues to build through the interior, where a dense smoke advisory remains in place. The smoke is leading to very poor visibility and unhealthy air quality. For workers who need to be outside for most of the day, it is advised that you take the necessary precautions to protect your health. Little improvement in the smoky skies is expected through the close of this week. Poor air quality has moved two football games from the interior down into the valley. North Pole will now play at Eagle River, and the Lathrop Malamutes will take on the Soldotna Stars at Wasilla High School.
Online at KFAR660.com.
GCR Tires and Service is hiring. They're looking for a tire tech to help with the constant flow of a variety of private and commercial vehicles that they serve in their busy shop. You'll perform tire repairs and rotations, mounting new tires as well as seasonal changeouts. You'll like the way people work together to make it all happen. Be part of the GCR team. Great pay, great benefits, permanent position. Apply in person at GCR Tires and Service. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Get your garage back, people. Been parking outside all winter? Need to store some items ASAP? Christian here with Independent Rental to tell you about your storage solution. We rent 20 and 40-foot storage containers on-site here at South Cushman, or we'll bring it to you. We have the extra space you need. Brand new storage containers with prices starting at $150 per month. Call today. Independent Rental Storage. Safe, secure, affordable.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. And if you get a chance, thank the sponsors, the local sponsors of the program. Let them know that you heard about them on KFAR and you appreciate them supporting this. Today you have Mike Brooks. I'm your guest host, filling in for David Pruse, and I'm speaking with Jeanette Grosto, who is the president of the board of National Association for the Mentally Ill, and we're talking about those kind of problems today. If you'd like to call in, have a question or a comment, the number to call is 458-8255. That's 458-TALK. And we will get back. You were mentioning that you heard about NAMI a long time ago over KFAR.
Yeah.
The value of this program.
Yeah.
And just tell us a little bit about that, of how that impacted you, how you decided you needed to get involved.
Well, I didn't at first. I thought my mom did. So I got Ann's phone number, and when my mom came to town, we met her. Mm-hmm. And then eventually my brother came to live with me, and he lived in our little cabin. And his medical treatment was not very good because he was a VA client, so mm-hmm. he had to do everything by mail. And so he got very, very, very ill in my cabin. And I wasn't even able to talk to him. He had mm-hmm. his voices were so strong in his head. And I was talking in paragraphs and mm-hmm. and complex sentences. And so I learned at NAMI how coping skills, basically. How do you talk to a person who's psychotic mm-hmm. and having voices And the answer was to speak in phrases and then wait. Because my voice had to get in with the other voices, and then he wouldn't answer immediately. But we could communicate if I spoke in phrases and was patient for the reply. But I learned so much about how to really help my brother actually as a helper and not just a critic, like, hey, why don't you get a job? All these things that we were ignorant,
right,
is how I would describe it. We just didn't know. And so, through NAMI, I learned so much about, he didn't come out of the Army a bad person. He came out of the Army with an illness, and there is treatment. And took a long time for him to get stabilized, but he did get stabilized, and now he is fine in a veteran's home, retired veteran's home. My children started to have symptoms of some of the mental health things we put out there to watch for, I knew immediately what we were dealing with. And so we immediately got help. And I think that early intervention, early diagnosis and early intervention set them on a whole different path than my brother. And they're having a more, a better life, basically. They're working part-time. They have a life in the community. They're participating. And I think our new program, Ending the Silence, will go a long ways into helping to recognize mental illness early in the cycle so we can help that person before they get a worse illness or worse problems. Some of my adult mentally ill friends said it took them about 10 years to get diagnosed. That's 10 years of pretty much trouble, not doing well. And so, but I think with our Ending the Silence program, we'll have a lot more awareness at it for people at a younger age. And also, what do you do about it? Where do you go for help? That's another component of Ending the Silence.
And this is part of the teen mental health that you were referring to earlier.
Yes. Yeah. And so I think for me, for mental health, the earlier you know about it, the earlier you intervene, the better the consequences are going to be for the person. So, and that's why we are now trying to, we haven't had the capacity in the past to do all of NAMI's signature programs, but this one is so important that we are working hard. We need to get in into the school system. And this isn't the government putting down a bunch of bureaucracy. This is from people who know what they're talking about, because they're a parent or a child who's experienced it.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. And that's important.
It's very important.
Unfortunately, once you get in a government system, the person trying to help you has to follow rules. And this is a difficult thing for me to learn, but that's important to understand and to be patient if you are involved with that. It takes a while, and they have to follow rules. And if you can reach out before things get to the point where you have been invited into the government system, somebody knocks on your door. It's a much better deal. I was down at the Resource Center. Oh, I hope I've got this right. Doesn't matter. An organization. There we go. That was having some issues with funding. And so I went down and talked to him, and we just got to talking about what they do. And she relayed the story where there's two doors into this room. One of them you can enter voluntarily, and we can help you. We're much more able to help you if you enter in voluntarily than if you get sent in through the other door by Office of Child Services or whomever, because then we have to follow, we have to meet their rules and their expectations. And we can't build enough rules to address every individual situation. But if we're dealing with people one-on-one, we can usually come up with a better outcome. And you know, what is it? Let's have a real honest conversation about this and help each other out. And we help ourselves. I'm thinking that, of your situation, that just ordinary person, not knowing what to do, and found something really rewarding for you as well. And so that's really good.
And one thing to remember about our programs are all the presenters are trained to perfection. I mean, it's a complicated training. So we follow a model. We're very well trained. So we're not just shooting from the hip.
Right.
And this is they're using a model that works nationwide. So it's now evidence-based. So it's not just us going in and talking. It's a proven, we're talking, we're using a proven information.
Right. A way, a pattern to follow. Yes. And that's important too. And I'm guessing that a lot of the other people involved with NAMI are kind of in your experience, if you will. Been there, done that. And there's no substitute for experience. And use lived, that in a positive way.
Yeah, lived experience.
Yes.
And we know more about that than a provider does. So peers approach each other on a level field. And I know as a parent, I've had advice that was totally worthless when I was dealing with my own children.
Right.
It's like, no, I know that won't work, you know, and I value that I'm still with NAMI because they help me and they continue to help me because I'm knowing I have that kind of support and friends that really know what I'm talking about when I mention something that happened.
Right. And, you know. Yeah. And that's good for, you know, those of us listening. Imagine, as a parent, I've given bad advice. I resemble that remark. We all have. We've all made mistakes. And keep moving forward. Keep learning. And just reach out. Take a risk. And we're often surprised at we don't quite know what the end will be, but it can turn out better than if we just sit and
ignore
stew about
it.
And yeah, we can't ignore about it. The rug's too big. We can't sweep all these problems under the rug. Yeah.
And so, I even think this will solve some of the fiscal issues because it's easier to treat a mental illness at the beginning end than waiting until that person's gotten so ill that they have to go into the hospital or jail, even jail. Those are the expensive providers.
Yes.
So the more finances we can give to like primary mental health care, the less we're going to spend on the institutional mental health care.
Yes. And that is a complete win-win situation. We'll talk about that more in just a minute, but we have reached the quarter to the hour, so we got to take a little break and hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back, so please stay with us.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Aches and pains keeping you down? McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine has the only certified primary care sports medicine physician in Fairbanks. Dr. Malcolm offers a variety of treatments to include
ultrasound-guided injections, platelet-rich plasma or PRP injections, and stem cell therapies. These regenerative medicine techniques are cutting-edge and can help your body heal itself. Dr. Malcolm can perform these procedures in office without the need for surgery. Don't let pain get you down. Jump back into life with McKinley Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Call 456-3338 today.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. and Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for scattered storms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 73. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows level off around 56. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 75. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Well, I'm not sure what happened there, but we are back in the studio, and you're listening to Problem Corner on KFAR, and your guest host this morning is Mike Prox, and I'm filling in for David Cruz, and I'm with Jeanette Grasto, the president of the board of directors of the local chapter, I guess, of the National Alliance for Mentally Ill. And we're talking about some things that we can do to help each other out, help each other deal with some challenges, and make the world turn a little bit easier. And we had been talking about early intervention and the advantages of that. And well, it's first the human part of that, that it's easier for us to help each other out. We can do things that the government cannot do. That's important. The other part of this is we can save the government, ultimately, a lot of money. We are spending a lot of money and expending a lot of effort trying to correct problems after they have occurred, and you know, at some point it does become the state responsibility, but we should try and take care of things sooner ourselves so that we can have more resources really available for the serious problems, because there are some that goodness, we just cannot handle ourselves. There's some situations people get into, and just it is a professional help. So, yes, what, again, let's kind of review that.
Yeah, I think when it comes to serious mental illness, since it's an illness, you do need your professional help. But we can provide a lot of peer help as well. Mm-hmm. And that goes a long ways to making a difference. And I think it would be great, to me, in my mind, if parents could get help when their children are experiencing issues.
Yes. Or they are experiencing issues.
Yeah. They used to blame the parent.
Right.
And that doesn't help at all.
No. And there is no parenting manual that covers every situation. And that's a learn-by-experience job. And it is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I took a special parenting class because my son had learning disabilities, and And some of the stuff they told me just didn't work. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the parents know themselves if it has value and if it's going to work, they'll do it. Mm-hmm. But if they see it's just busy work for me and I'm already too busy,
right,
and I'm already stressed out with the situation, they're not likely to buy into it.
Right.
So yes. It has to be presented well. You know, it has to be helpful. It has to be useful.
Yes. And we have to think about that when we're mm-hmm. handing out free advice.
Yeah.
here's some free advice. Take it for what it's worth.
Yeah.
But do think about, am I just being critical of someone or am I really helping out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had people say to me, because my son was real hyperactive, can't mm-hmm. you control that child?
Yep.
And I'm like, I guess not.
Right. Yes.
Some
yes.
of the time, but,
yeah.
you know.
And so. Yeah, and if you, if we feel that way as mm-hmm. parents, oh, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing to do is admit you don't know what to do. And just ask for some help. Go out and mm-hmm. Be open, be a little bit vulnerable, and yeah, ask for help. There is mm-hmm. somebody out there that is willing to help you, and you might be helping them helping you. Yeah, it works mm-hmm. both ways. That's a win-win. Mm-hmm. Sort of situation.
Another thing that I think is very helpful is navigation help, because you might know you need help. You don't have a clue where it is. You don't even know what you need. You don't know where it is. Mm-hmm. But to have navigators in the system to help you find and get that help is would be huge.
Yes.
I know myself, I had to figure it out myself.
Yes.
And it wastes a lot of time.
It does. And to have another human being to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult. I run into this all the time with navigating websites. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. Mm-hmm. And that just adds to your frustration. Mm-hmm. And yes, if you can find a human being to talk to that can help you through that. Mm-hmm. Usually, like on the computer, it's just where on the screen is the button I have to push, but it is not obvious until somebody else shows you, and it was dirt simple, but we just didn't see that.
And this navigator would know the resources, and they'd get to know you well enough to know what resource should they recommend to you, or where should you go for mm-hmm. what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So it would save a lot of time for people that are looking for help.
And that goes back to the number to call for the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, 907-456-4704.
456-4704.
Mm-hmm.
And your office is open
Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 to 4.
11 to 4. And you're located mm-hmm. off of International... which is off of...
Oh, Industrial.
Excuse me.
It's right
Industrial.
Next door.
It's the next one down, right,
mm-hmm.
which is off of Van Horn Road.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, if you take Van Horn to Industrial, there's a big red building on the mm-hmm. left, and mm-hmm. there you are.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I'd like to do a little commercial, too, if I may.
That'd be good. Oh, yes.
One of our biggest fundraisers is our it's a fourth Friday silent auction and dessert auction. It's September 22nd. It's held at the Pioneer Park Civic Center. It's, I think it starts at 5, or I don't remember the starting time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of our biggest fundraisers, so I'd like to invite everyone to come. It's always an excellent experience to come to that. I've had people say they felt like they walked into a place where they were accepted, you know, mm-hmm. and welcomed. So,
mm-hmm.
and plus that's our biggest fundraiser. So,
And it's a dessert auction?
It's a silent auction and a dessert auction.
Oh, okay. Very good.
We have artists, too, that, mm-hmm. that are going to be there selling some of their art.
Okay. And that's September
22nd. 22nd at the Pioneer Park Civic Center.
Okay, good. And if people want to get involved or to support...
I have the hours, 5 to 8.
Okay, very good, 5 to 8.
Yeah, okay.
5 to 8, September 22nd, silent auction and a dessert auction.
Yes.
Okay, very good. And if somebody wanted to contribute something for the silent auction, they can just call...
Yes.
456-4704.
Yes. That would be awesome.
That would be good. Yes.
Yeah.
And in general, you must have a website.
We do. Okay. NamiFairbanks.org.
Okay.
There's a lot of information on that website.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are looking for more information, that's a good place to start.
Yep. And if you wanted to make a contribution, there's a place on the website, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Right?
So I'm sure there is, too. It's a new one, but I bet you there's a place that says donate here.
Well, good. Or just go down and visit. You have time to talk to people who might be interested in what you're doing and seeing how they might be able to help. You can stop by on Industrial Road off of Van Horn, the big red building on the left.
Yep.
All right. Good. So, we have covered quite a bit of ground. Thank you for joining us. I hope we've helped some folks out today. I know I've learned some things, which were good. And we've got, a couple minutes left. But do you have just some closing comments?
I just want to thank you for inviting us. And I just want to... I guess one of my biggest things is recovery is possible for mental illness if you can get the help you need.
Right.
And we not only know that, but we expect it.
Mm-hmm.
But we've all had challenges in finding providers.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess but NAMI does have 4 scholarships at UAF.
Oh.
For people that are learning or getting into the field of helping people with mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a young person interested in getting into the field, look for the NAMI scholarships up there at UAF.
All right. Very good. Again, thank you for joining us. And if you think you might need some help, or you know of somebody that might need some help, or you want to help somebody else, get involved with that. Give NAMI of Alaska a call, 907-456-4704, and you might be able to help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just a really rewarding experience. Don't be afraid to reach out and help another person. You'll be helping someone else. You'll be helping yourself. You'll be helping everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the world will get along a lot better, and we have to do that. Yep. So,
thank you.
I hear the music. That means the satellite's coming over, and it's going to take over. And I thank you for tuning in to KFAR. And Dave Crew should be back Monday. And tune in again and see what we find out. So very good. Have a great day.
News and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248 DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.
A special counsel for Hunter Biden, Fox News. I'm Tom Rigotti. This is a Fox News alert. Attorney General Merrick Garland has announced U.S. Attorney David Weiss will continue his probe into the president's son, Hunter Biden, as a special counsel. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
He says he needed special counsel status going forward, and Garland says that he decided to grant that within a matter of days. This is certainly a blockbuster development, and obviously there's going to be a lot of questions going forward about how long this probe is going to continue. But at the same time,